when you get to talk to celebrities, sometimes you get off on the wrong foot. That happened with me with Buddy Hackett. Now, I do like Buddy Hackett, and I had a chance to meet him. His son, Sandy, is a comedian. He's very funny. And one night, Sandy Hackett opened a comedy club at the Stardust Hotel, and Buddy came to the press party, and Buddy was very gracious to us young comedians, chatting with us, talking with us. And like I say, I like to get to know these people. I want to ask them a question. I want to show them that I really study their careers. I know a little bit about them. And Hackett was very giving that night. Now, sometimes you ask something and it comes out the wrong way. Well, it came out the wrong way with Buddy. The film It's a Mad, Mad World had just been re-released, and they had done a little documentary on Mad, Mad World with some of the people that are still living to talk about it. And it was my understanding that Buddy had not done the documentary. Now, what I wanted to ask Buddy Hackett was this. I heard you didn't do the documentary. Was it or could it be because so many stars are asked to do things for free that you get tired of doing it, all right? You get tired of hearing it. So that is the way I wanted to ask Buddy the question. It didn't come out like that. There was a number of people around a table. It's a Mad, Mad World came up. And I said to him, so Mr. Hackett, I heard you didn't do the documentary. Is it because of the money? Well, it was like I had taken a pin and stuck him with it. All of a sudden he turned around and goes, money? Money? You're talking to me about money? And he turned his chair around and he said, young man, let me tell you about money. When Del Webb died, that man not only left me money and stock in the Sahara. You know, Susan Anton, he left me her contract. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, God, I'm sorry I ever brought the subject up. I apologized. I said I didn't mean it like that. What I meant was, but there was no use apologizing. I was dead in the eyes of Buddy Hackett. However, I must say that Buddy Hackett taught me something about comedy. He is a teacher. A video that the Friars Club has, Buddy Hackett is being interviewed, and they're asking him, who is the funniest comedian of all time? And Buddy Hackett said something that I thought was actually the most brilliant statement I ever heard about funny. He said, let me tell you something. There are many funny people, and on given nights, they are the funniest person in the world. He said, I went to see Jackie Leonard one night in a 1,500-seat theater in Brooklyn, and that night, Jackie Leonard was the funniest person in the world. And he said, another time I was watching Jerry Lewis, and Jerry Lewis was the funniest guy in the world. He said, one night I was performing, and I was the funniest guy in the world. And I thought, that really is brilliant, because there are performances you give, and that night you can do no wrong. You are the funniest person in the world. And I would say that this rule applies to everyone, except Pauly Shore. Even Andy Kaufman had a tumor. Something for the audience. Comedians, what do? They give laughter. And if that's their contribution to the world, I think that's a pretty good deal.